We're catching up now with Craig White from Bayer. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I think we're really settling into winter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, been out and about with the trial sites and catching up with growers that have been doing some large area trials for us this year ahead of launch of Mateno Complete that we talk about a bit. And yeah, it's been very cool. And I was down south today and the wind was coming straight off the south. So yeah, pretty chilly.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we've been watching that here. It's not often that we get this many days in a row where it comes from the south. I usually see it change direction by now, but yeah, no, it's chilly. It looks like it'll keep going that way. But going back to those field trial sites that you just mentioned, I know you've been travelling around quite a bit of country recently having a look at those. What's the general perspective look like at the moment?
Look, going really, really well. The program, not just here in Western Australia, but indeed right around the country, a big program that we've got in, and Mateno Complete is our main focus on that one. But, you know, just stepping back a little bit, it's pretty damp in pretty much everywhere or most places, isn't it? And we're trying not to get bogged, actually, at the moment. In a lot of places, you've got to be a bit careful where you drive, and a few photos coming through of very ambitious agronomists getting bogged halfway across the paddock and having to leg it to get back to find someone to help them out. But anyway, all lots of interesting sort of year. And with that, you know, of course, that moisture in the ground, already reports of sclerotinia and apothecia. So they're the little mushroom fruiting bodies that come up off the sclerotes that carry from year to year in the soil, and stubble and things like that. We're already seeing those apothecia in some places. And so there's a real call out if you've got canola in the ground, damp conditions, of course, really need to look at it, say Aviator X Pro or Prezaro for getting on top of that, protecting, you know, the leaf material you've got there, so you can get good advice from your local advisor or Bayer representatives can really help you out understanding the timing and likelihood of return from using those products for sclerotinia.
And where does Leaf Shield fit into the picture?
Yeah, well, Leaf Shield's a part of the Aviator X Pro, which is, you know, Aviator X Pro itself is two fungicide active ingredients together, so a group 7 and a group 3. For people to look that up, but an SDHI and a triazole, or DMI, I suppose we call them, to get a little bit technical there. But Leaf Shield itself is the formulation, and, you know, that's something Bayer's developed. And what people tell me is they really like it when they use the product. You can see it's gone onto the plant. You can see the coverage really well. But importantly, Tom, what this does is really gets those active ingredients spread throughout the leaves, where it's supposed to do its work, and importantly, the products that or the active ingredients are taken into the leaf really quickly. So well under an hour, you know, it's rain fast, and that's really important at the moment when you're trying to dodge showers and get tanks out before that rain comes through, so you don't wash those fungicides from the leaf down onto the ground where they're useless. So Leaf Shield in Aviator X Pro, really, really setting it apart from other fungicides and other products on the market.
And Craig, what was it we were chatting about last time we caught up, coming towards the end of the financial year, getting very close to that now? There was a couple of incentives on, was it Prezaro?
Both Prezaro and Aviator X Pro, so both of those fungicides from Bayer, yep.
Yeah, okay, so run us through what that one was.
So any purchases that were since the beginning of May, actually, and all through May and now through June, up till the end of this financial year, of course, June 30, which isn't too far away, then purchases of Aviator X Pro and Prezaro fungicides from Bayer agents will attract extended terms. So you can talk to your local stockist, and that puts that terms for payment out to the end of the year, I believe, into December.
Okay, so really great incentive there. Listeners, if you are looking to secure some more on Aviator X Pro or Prezaro, then get onto that before the 30th of June and you'll be able to take advantage of that great offer there. Craig, we'll get you back after the break. We've got a few more things we'd still like to cover.